When Kelly and Amani met to discuss assessment-centered learning environments, they both agreed that grading checkpoints like quizzes, tests, and papers were common practice. They also felt that assessments were needed, but that these methods did not allow some students to show what they had actually learned. Then Amani shared a story about a former student who was an English language learner. It took a few weeks of class for Amani to realize that this student was having some disconnects, so she invited him to meet with her on a weekly basis to review topics he didn't understand. When other students heard about these weekly gatherings, they asked if they could join in. As the weeks passed, Amani came to realize that many of her students were having trouble grasping all of the important content. She also came to realize that the individual misunderstandings of each student often varied as much as their individual cultures and backgrounds. By the end of the academic term, several things were obvious. First, regulars at the review sessions were scoring well on tests and assignments. Second, those students were now recognizing the misconceptions of their classmates. And third, the discussion group members were making solid contributions that furthered everyone's learning and understanding. Amani said it was now clear to her that intentional, individual, and well-designed formative assessment significantly improved her students' learning.